We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Four regional Victorian hospitals struggling to meet demand have been forced to adopt emergency measures as crippling shortages fuel a worsening health crisis. Yesterday, Bass Coast, Goulburn Valley, West Gippsland and North East Wangaratta Health Services were operating under code yellow provisions, signalling an internal emergency because they could not cope with demand. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Police say the victim of a targeted organised crime murder was shot multiple times in the face in a retaliation attack over angst he was talking out of school. The fatal shooting of Corey Kazeki remains under investigation as police attempt to track down the triggerman who gunned down the 22-year-old outside his family's Mickleham property in Melbourne's north on May 5th. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Aussie boxer George Kambosos Jr. will have more than home support on his side when he fights for a world title on Sunday. He'll have Melbourne's large and proud Greek community in his corner too. The biggest Greek community outside Athens will cheer its newest favourite sporting hero as the Sydney-born son of Greek grandparents takes on US star Devin Haney at Marvel Stadium. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have touched down in the UK as they set to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. The Sussexes were picked up by a Land Rover sent by the Queen after they secretly arrived by private jet and were greeted by three of the Queen's protection officers. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.